This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Senator Pat Toomey joins us to talk about issues from Washington, which we always appreciate. Hey, Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Sue. Thanks for having me, but I thought I dialed into the wrong show when I heard Pink Floyd.
I know. Well,
that's the bumper music, just saying.
All right. I know you've grown accustomed to the almonds, but today we're doing back-to-school songs because it's
that
time of year.
That makes sense.
So let's talk, first of all, about this hurricane that is devastating Texas and the federal response.
Well, I'm not very close to that, as you might imagine, and of course it's still unfolding. The early indications I've seen is it seems that FEMA has, at least initially, been doing a pretty good job. They had, pre-deployed a lot of resources, and that's always a really important thing because, you know, people are going to be out of food and water and shelter, So hopefully they're getting to people. It's incredible what's been happening in greater Houston. And honestly, I've been surprised that we haven't heard about higher numbers of fatalities, just given the incredible severity of this storm. But so far it's been devastating, but loss of life has been relatively minimized. And so that's the good news.
Well, it looks like the aftermath. I saw a story today. There may be as many as 450,000 FEMA claims. And that is something where there's always this discussion about how much involvement should there be, how much can the United States bear to commit to something like this. So I'm sure this will fall into your court at some point.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a very hotly debated issue because the federal flood insurance program is essentially insolvent, and it is about to get hit with what might be the biggest wave of claims ever. So, we're going to have a lot of work to do.
And that's not all the work that you have to do, by the way. I mean, there are countless issues that the country is looking at Washington to take up. And the one that we talk about periodically, and you can give us an update, is any kind of legislation regarding tax reform. I know that is an issue that you hold very near and dear to your heart because that's an issue you were interested in well before you went to the Senate.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Sue, and I am cautiously optimistic. The reason I think tax reform is so important is because I think it's the single most important thing we can do to generate much stronger economic growth. You know, this has been a very weak recovery, and a weak recovery means wages are stagnant. People don't have a lot of good options in the workforce, and they don't see their standard of living rising. And if we can reverse that by having a booming economy that responds to the incentives of a much better tax code, why then wages will start rising, and people will see that they'll be able to afford a better standard of living for themselves and their families. So it is a very high priority for me, and I will tell you, among Republican senators, it's the number one agenda item for the remainder of the year. There are other things we need to do as well, but there's nothing more important than this. And I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll get something done.
Are you seeing any glimmers, Pat, that the economy is improving a little bit?
Yeah, I think you could make that case. You know, the American economy does better when the entire world economy is growing, and Europe has had an uptick that is good for the American economy. Most of the big Asian economies are chugging along reasonably well, and that means those are, you know, we're a big exporter. Those are big markets for us. Our own economy has been kind of holding its ground, growing at just less than 2%. That's weak, but it is growth. So I think if we get tax reform done right, I think we could really have a boom.
Why are there so many people who remain pessimistic on this issue, in your opinion?
Well, I'm not sure. Part of it probably it might be related to the extraordinary monetary policy that the central banks around the world have pursued, including our own. I've been a critic of the idea of a zero interest rate environment, which we had for years. We still are very close to zero, and that's I think that's an artificial environment that creates risks to the economy. If people can't get a return on savings in a bank or buying bonds, they tend to shift that money to other assets and bid up the price of those other assets to sometimes to levels that really are not economically sustainable. And there's a danger that that's what has been going on, and that that's part of why the stock market is as high as it is. So if this is all a little bit distorted by the monetary policy, then going back to a normal monetary policy, which the Fed says we're sort of beginning the process of doing, why some are concerned that could unwind this abnormal inflation of asset prices and lead to problems. I think there is something to that theory, but as I say, it's just a theory at this point. And I am sure of one thing, and that is if we get the incentives right in a good tax reform bill, we're gonna mitigate any harm and most likely have I think really good times for a while.
You've heard the rhetoric, though, that people say, oh, if there is tax reform, obviously it's the upper echelon that will benefit. The middle class will once again sadly be left behind in any kind of a reform. What can you say, Patrick, assure people in the middle class who have been hit really, really hard these last couple of years? What can you say to assure them that they are included?
I can tell you that I have not met a senator yet that thinks that we ought to raise taxes on the middle class. There isn't one. So that's not going to happen. I think there will be tax relief for the middle class. I think there needs to be tax relief for business. We put our businesses at a competitive disadvantage with the entire rest of the world. And if it's easier and better to do business in America, that means more investment, more jobs, higher wages. That's good for our middle class as well. So I understand people, there's always a certain amount of skepticism, but I think people will be really pleased with the tax reform package, assuming we can get it done. And that's the big test.
Every time when we talk, there's something different and brewing and controversial going on. And then it seems that kind of goes on the back burner. Recently, you probably have been very aware of the tension in Charlottesville and the response of the president. And I know that I believe you also put out a very short response to this. How do you see this issue, Pat?
Well, look, I think the president made a big mistake. In his initial response, the president suggested that, I think he said something to the effect that there are a lot of really good people marching alongside with the bad guys like the neo-Nazis and the KKK and the white supremacists. I think that's a big mistake because good people do not join forces with those people, right? That is an outrageously awful set of ideas. The best thing I can say about these crazy people is that there's so few of them, right? You know, when they try to have a rally, they have to have it in a phone booth because there's just nobody agrees with these views, or at least it's a very, very small percentage of people. And I don't think the president was nearly as clear as he should have been about denouncing those ideas. So he's tried to do that since then. I hope we're able to move on from this.
I think that sometimes there is another problem in the country that comes along and puts something really in the rearview mirror. I hope so, too. But, you know, there's been all this discussion about these statues that many people find to be offensive. What, in your opinion, what should happen to them? Should they be left? Should they be moved? Should it be up to the individuals who live in those communities to decide?
Ultimately, I think the last thing you just suggested should be the determining factor. I think people in the communities in which these statues exist ought to decide, do we want to keep the statue or not? The statues, to some people, represent a essential part of our history. And the Civil War was the defining event of American history. It was the Civil War that really was revolutionary in terms of our society, our economy, the beginning of a process of extending freedom to African Americans, people here of African descent. And it took 100 years before we had a Voting Rights Act and a Civil Rights Act that really was necessary, even 100 years later. So it's been a very painful process. It's an essential to understand that history to the extent that these statues are about reminding us and informing us of our history. I think the mayor of Richmond, I think an African-American, suggested that rather than tear down Confederate statues, he's in favor of putting up a plaque that explains them and puts some context. To me, that makes a lot of sense. But I don't live in Richmond.
Right.
And if in Richmond it really seems to represent an icon to the white supremacy movement, then I would understand people saying, look, let's get rid of it. I would leave that up to the people who drive by it every day on their way to work.
And finally, because we're almost out of time, Pat, what about the president's remarks last week on Afghanistan?
Well, here, I think the president made a very, very important and constructive departure from where we had been. You remember when President Obama actually ordered a surge in American troops in Afghanistan, he never indicated that the goal was to achieve a victory, and he did indicate the precise date on which they would be removed, which, of course, created every reason in the world for the Taliban and every other terrorist organization to just lie in wait. Now, why have the fight now when the president has announced that American troops will be gone soon? You can take over the country after they've left. And that's exactly what has happened. So President Trump insisted that it will be our strategy to have a victory over these terrorists who still wish to attack the United States. And he's not going to specify the exact number of troops. There's no need to tell the enemy exactly what you're doing. And he's not going to specify a date on which they'll be withdrawn, but rather they'll be withdrawn depending and based on facts on the ground. I think those principles are correct. And I do think it's necessary to stabilize the ability of the Afghan people to defend themselves against the Taliban. They don't want to be ruled by the Taliban. But if the Taliban come back, then we have to worry once again about them harboring Al-Qaeda and ISIS and planning and executing attacks on us again. So I think this is a move in the right direction.
U.S. Senator Pat Toomey, always great to talk to you. And next month when we talk, your Allman Brothers will be back.
Okay. See Thanks you. Very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.